Wake up, you're alive, you're ready to go. Amen? All right, I'm ready. Last week, we started this little series called Here Comes the Judge. Say that with me. Here comes the judge. One more time. Here comes the judge. All right. Number one thing Satan uses to keep people in church is Christians judging them. Okay? In their mind. You know? Bunch of hypocrites in church. I want to go to church. So judging is it's just really not a good thing. Amen? Y'all listening? Okay? Let's talk about it. Here we go, Raj. We got a roll. Here we go. Message today. If you've never been with us before, we use this big screen. All our scriptures and everything is right up here. Okay? Exercising discernment. Say that with me. Exercising. One more time. Help me now. Exercising discernment. It's going to go with last week's message, but it's going to be different. Exercising discernment is what we're going to talk about today. But before we do that, let's look at last week just a little bit to set the table. Last week the message was don't play God. Say that with me. Don't play God. That's what you do and what I do when we stand in judgment over people. And we judge other people. We're playing God. We found out from Jesus' teaching last week, and we put 3 points together, some things about judging. This is something I've said for years. God is God and I am not. Say that with me. God is God and I am not. Period. Okay? No way, Jose, am I supposed to be standing in judgment over anybody. God's God and I am not. So don't play God. As far as judgment goes, there is a final judgment. We saw that last week. We'll all stand before Him one day. Now, there are different judgments. I had someone come up and speak to me last week and said, But Jesus Christ took our sin, and we're not going to be judged. That's true. The great white throne judgments where people who've refused Christ, don't know Christ, are going to be judged. But there is the rewarding stand. There is the Bema judgment that's going to happen for believers. And I don't believe we're going to get off that easy. I'm not saying you're going to go to hell. You're not. But I am going to say you're going to lose rewards, and you're going to lose a lot that you thought you were going to have because you judge people. You hear me or not? Okay? So there is a judgment coming one day. I'm not going to stand before you, and you're not going to stand before who? Me! Or any other religious official. Period. I don't care if a church names somebody this, and you're supposed to go stand before him with your sins. It's not in the Bible. Are you listening to me? No man on this earth is a judge of another man. Did you hear me? Okay? Flat out. God had one son. His name was Jesus. He died on the cross, rose from the dead, and he's given him all judgment, the Bible says. All judgment he has put into his hands. Not your hands, not my hands. Amen. Yes or no? Hang in here. So God's a judge of people. All people. I am not. Doesn't matter what the situation is. Keep that in mind. Number two, there's the now judgment. We made this point last week. If I judge other people, they will what? Now, would you say that with me? If I judge other people, they will what? You might not think they're judging you. You might think you're getting by with it. I'm going to tell you something right now. People are a lot smarter than you give them credit. And they especially know when you're judging them. And when you leave, they're talking about your tail. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And like I said last week, you keep doing that, and more and more and more, they're going to be backing away from you. And word's going to get out. Old sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so thinks he's all that, and you ain't, and I ain't. Amen. Say. Come on. So, you judge people now, and they're going to judge you now. You sow it, and it'll be what? It sure will right now. It'll come back on you like white on rice. I'm going to tell you. Come on. Number three, third judgment we saw in the message. The right judgment is what? Oh, yeah, if you're just so enamored with judging people, how about judge you? You're right there with you all day. Have fun. Come on. Now, you know what good looking is. It's taking a good look at your what? That's what good looking is. You know what good looking is? It's looking at others through eyes of love and not through eyes of judgment. That's good looking, baby. Amen? Come on. Judging others might make us feel good and even look good in our own eyes, but it's useless and it's just a fantasy. That's all it is. When you put somebody down and somehow are feeling better about yourself, you're living in a fantasy world. It's not reality. Didn't change a thing. You're still the judge you always was. Y'all hear me, yes or no? Ooh, the preacher being ugly already. Come on. So, I'm not supposed to judge. Say it with me. Did we get it? How many have been judged before and you didn't like the way it felt? Okay. How many have judged other people and you did like the way it felt? I'm sorry. Felt good judging that person. Listen. So, here's the point. Are y'all with me so far? Okay, don't go sleep on me now. Come on. So, I ain't supposed to judge nobody. Mm-mm. Nope. Okay. So, am I supposed to be stupid then? And have a what anybody ever does is okay attitude. Is that what you're trying to tell me, preacher? Say. No. Okay, I'm not supposed to judge people, but am I supposed to, the crazy things people do and things that people say and things, am I just supposed to go, well, whatever anybody wants to do is okay. Is that the way I'm supposed to be? Yes or no? No. 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 That's why we're going to give the message today. See, there's a big difference between judging people and exercising what? Discernment. There's a big difference between judging people and exercising judgment. Now, the problem is, there's a big difference, but it's hard to get it right. You understand? Let's talk about it today. Here we go. Exercising discernment. What is discernment? My old handy-dandy dictionary. Here we go. Discernment is to perceive. It means to understand. It means to recognize. To be aware of. To distinguish between. See, God wants me to be a person of discernment. He does not want me to stand in judgment over other people and somehow look down on others and think I'm making myself look good or that I am good. No. But He has given me two eyeballs. He's given me a brain. And I can see my world around me. And He would like for me to perceive a few things. Y'all listening or not? Say. He'd like for me to recognize some stuff. He'd like for me to know the difference between the bad way and the good way, the best way and the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? He'd like for me to think. Yes or no? You listening? And see, I can do that without judging other people. Even though, if we're not careful, it can get a little hard to do it. So, now here's what Satan wants. Satan wants us to judge. Jesus wants us to what? Discern. Keep looking. Satan wants us to be bound, and that's what you are when you judge folks. Jesus wants us to be what? Free. Satan wants us to be full of ourselves. That's what you do when you judge. Jesus wants us to be full of the who? The Spirit. Satan wants us to be legalistic. He wants us to have these rules, okay, that we live by and we can judge others by. Satan wants that. He wants us to be legalistic. Jesus wants us to be what? Realistic. Did you know one size doesn't fit all? Did you know that? Yes or no? Did you know everybody ain't the same? Did you know that? Say. Did you know that everybody's not on the same level right now in their Christian life and their Christian growth? Yes or no? Okay, now if you live by some rules, well, you got to do it. You got to do it right now. Come on, Jesus would like us to use our head and our brain here and be realistic. You're listening. He wants us to be wise and not just have a list. Have I lost you? Stay here with me. Come on. Satan wants us to throw the baby out with the bathwater. These are all my quotes, by the way. Jesus wants us to know the difference between the baby and the bathwater and to save the baby. You hear me today? Discernment. When you judge, you just judge people and basically screw you. That's how we feel. Okay? Jesus, however, says, hey, look,
Yeah, there's some dirty bath water there, but don't forget, there's a baby in there. And you need to be discerning when you're dealing with people. Are you hearing me or not? Discerning, discerning, discerning. So that's what he wants for us. So, we're talking about discernment today. And we're in Matthew chapter 7. Why are we in Matthew 7? Because Mitchell, my son, and I went to dinner. He had a question. Wanted me to put a message together on the end of Matthew 7, which is coming next week. But instead of just going right to that, son, I started at Matthew 7:1 and thought we might should look at the whole chapter. Okay? Judging was the first message that I saw. Discernment is the second one. And we'll get to the end next week. So we're going to be in Matthew 7. I'm going to tell you something right now. As you read Matthew 7, you know that scripture last week? You know, God, judge not, lest you be judged, remember? And then you know that part about, you hypocrite, cast the 2x4 to big beam out of your eye so you'll be able to better see the speck in somebody else's eye. Remember that? So he's saying, don't judge. Remember? 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 But then the next verse, verse 6, we looked at 1 through 5 last week, and then verse 6, you talk about a strange verse. It's like, I don't want to be irreverent, but it's like, Jesus, what are you thinking? Where did this verse come from? You're talking about not judging. Look at this verse, verse 6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Neither cast your pearl before swine or pigs. Well, they don't sound nothing more judgmental than calling somebody a dog and a pig, do you say? I'm like, oh my gosh. Man, where'd that verse come from? So, give not that which is holy to the dogs. Don't cast pearls before pigs, lest they trample them under their feet and turn around and trample you or stick you with a tusk. Wow, what is that talking about? And why is it there right after we talked about judging last week? Because it sounds like that's a verse that judges could use. Right? Yes or no? Are y'all lost? Good, I was too. So I started thinking, either Jesus didn't know what he was talking about, or he does know what he's talking about. And see, I always believe Jesus knows what he's talking about, and Gary don't know what he's talking about. Amen? You listening? So I read it, and I read it, and I read it. And I think it's absolutely fitting that he put that verse right there. And I think he's talking about discernment. And I'd like you to see it. Here we go. Discernment. Stop right there. Discernment. Don't cast things that are holy to the dogs. Without getting too much into this, the dogs would have been the Gentile people. People that don't believe in the true God. You could fill in the blank on that. But the bottom line is, it's sort of an odd verse. Don't cast that which is holy. Don't cast holy things to dogs. You hear me? And don't cast the pearls to pigs. And so I read that and I read that and I read that in context with judging. And I know we're not supposed to judge people. That's clear. But I am supposed to use my brain. And I am supposed to make good decisions. Are y'all with me so far? Hang in here. So with that in mind, I've got three thoughts today on discernment. I think Jesus wants us to be discerning. Don't cast things that are holy to dogs. And don't cast pearls to pigs. You be careful. You make good choices. Or you get run over and trampled. You understand? So it's not enough to say you don't judge. You also got to think. Yes or no? So let's talk about it. So, I must love people without judging them absolutely. But, and here we go with the message. But,
I must be a person of what? Truth, and not sell out or cheapen the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? I need to be discerning. Keep rolling, Raj. I need to be discerning. I need to not judge people, absolutely. But I'm not going to sell out or cheapen the truth of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. See, friend, you can say I'm judging you, or you listen to me on the radio. I'm not judging you. But the truth of the matter is, all roads don't lead to heaven. You understand? All roads don't lead to heaven. Just one road leads to heaven. Okay, and that road is Jesus Christ. It's the Jesus road. I hear people say this. Other religions. Oh, it doesn't matter what you believe. The different religions, we're all going to the same place. You ain't. Everybody's going to hell that does not put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And you can say, Clark, you're judging people. I ain't judging anybody. How about it? Choose whichever way you want. Did you hear me? But I got brain enough to know, here's the Word of God, the precious Word of God. He has one son. I've read it back and forth, up and down. He ain't got eight sons. I've looked. There ain't but one way to get your sins forgiven. You listening? You need to know, but for the sake of friendships and all kinds of things, you know, well, I can't talk about religion. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't want to come across as judgmental. Did you know it's not judging somebody if you tell them the truth? Say. I'm not telling somebody the truth that Jesus died on the cross for them. He's the only way to heaven to make myself look good. I'm doing that so that they can be saved. Did you hear me? Stay with me. Jesus said unto him, I am the what? The what? And the what? No man does what? Comes to the Father, but by who? Me. See, it's a toughie, ain't it? Judging and being discerning. Years ago, Joel Osteen went on Larry King Live. I didn't think I was going to say this, but I'm going to say it. He went on Larry King Live. Larry King asked Joel Osteen, is Jesus Christ the only way for a man to be saved? And Joel Osteen said, basically, no, he's not. There are other ways. I'm watching it on TV. What? Later on, he got so much mail. To Joel's credit, he came back, apologized, said he was wrong. Amen? Be discerning. Doesn't matter if the cameras are rolling and Larry King's asking you the questions or not. Tell the truth. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Y'all right? I don't dislike Joel. He's the nicest person I've ever seen, hardly. You know, nice fella. Doesn't matter. Be discerning. Yes or no? All right. For God so loved the world that He gave His what? His what? Only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in who? Should not what? But have everlasting life. Now, God didn't send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be what? Saved. Be discerning. God saved us not so we could condemn people. That's judging. God saved us so we could share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people. Did you hear me? I'm going to tell you something right now. Keep going. I got a hush. Keep going. God doesn't want you to share another gospel with people. He wants you to share with them the true gospel. Be discerning to know the difference. Be discerning to know that believing in Buddha is not the same as believing in Jesus. Could you be that discerning? Say. Could you be discerning enough to know it doesn't really matter what Confucius said? Say. Excuse me. I'm all for giving guys credit for saying good things. Great! But can they take you to heaven? No. Can they forgive sins? No. Be discerning enough to know the truth. You listening? I'm not to judge people, I'm to love people. But I am not to sell out or cheapen the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. I think that's what that verse is saying. Is Jesus the only way to heaven? Yes, period. You're judging me. I ain't judging you. That's the Bible. Yes or no? Come on. Is there any other way for me to have my sins forgiven? Here's the answer. No.
Well, I went to church. Well, good for you. Have you put your faith in Christ? Amen. Yes or no? Be discerning enough. Don't cheapen the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and His blood atonement in the name of, I don't want to judge others. Did I lose you? I hope you got it. Come on. Now, that's just one point. Because, see, that's a trick of the devil. You think the devil uses that trick to shut our mouths up? Say, oh, yeah. Oh, you people are so arrogant. You believe Jesus is the only way to heaven. It's the Bible. What can I do here? You know what I mean? I mean, who am I going to... You know what? I'm going to stand for Him more than I'm going to stand with what you believe. Okay? See, because He saved me. He's forgiven me. He's cleansed me. He's called me. He's been good to me. Amen? So, exercise discernment. That's point number one, but we're not done. Hang on. Exercise discernment. Don't cast that which is holy to dogs. Don't cast pearl before swine. Lest they turn around and trample you. Number one, we saw that. Number two, I must love people without judging them, but, hang on, but I must be a person of truth and not sell out or cheapen God's what? Holy Word. Do you see why it's hard sometimes to distinguish between judging and discernment? Because when you stand on God's Word, you come across as being judgmental. Is that true or false? It's true. And so therefore, what do? We're not discerning. We don't know the difference. So therefore, we either judge people or we don't have any discernment. We go, well, whatever you think is fine with me. Whatever. You may as well just look at them and go to hell. Because unless you exercise discernment, that's basically what you're telling people. If you don't have some truth in your life and the truth of God's Word is saying, I don't know what you're telling them. Y'all listening or not? Discernment. Listen, here's what the Bible says. God forbid, yea, let God be true, say it with me, but what? Every man a liar. If it comes down to pleasing, you know, this person or the Lord, or this person's right or God is right, God is right. Okay? And if they receive that as judgmental, I don't like that they do, but I can't do a whole lot about that. God forbid, let God be true and every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in your sayings, and you might overcome when you are what? When you're judged. Let God be true and every man a liar. So you don't want to... I don't want... You do what you're going to do. But I'm going to do this. Okay? I'm going to love people, not judge them. But I'm not going to sell out or cheapen the truth of God's Word. Did you hear me or not? If you take truth from me, what am I doing on Sunday? If I don't have this to do on Sunday telling you truth, I know what I'm doing in a month or so. I'm going to be there all early Sunday morning watching pregame football. But I'm not getting up here on Sunday morning to tell you a bunch of lies. You hear me, yes or no? Or just to make you feel good? Why? Because I need truth and you need truth. Let's look at the Scriptures, for example. Several verses on the truth of God's Word. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to what? That Word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from your what? Commandments. Thy what? Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. If I discount the Word and the Word's not true anymore, I'm shot. You need to have discernment. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very what? Faithful. Know the difference between judging and just being discerning. You don't have to judge people, but at the same time, you don't want to sell out and cheapen God's Scriptures. You hearing me today? Thy Word is true from the beginning, and every one of your righteous judgments endures when? One of the biggest things people say today, well, you know, that Bible, it's old, it's antiquated, you know, that was for then. Well, what's that say? It's forever. Is that what that just said? You hearing me? Whew. Roger, how are we doing? We on point three? Hang on.
guys, for me to say adultery is horrible and sinful is exactly what the Bible says. Did you hear me, yes or no? Did you hear me, yes or no? For me to say, if you lie like a dog, that's wrong, man. Lying like that is just wrong. No, you're judging me. No, you lying and you shouldn't do it. You see the difference, yes or no? Where did I learn that you shouldn't lie? Guess somebody tell me. The what? The Bible. Absolutely. Stealing. For me to say, hey, look, man, you that stealing ain't good, man.
You're judging me. I've just been stealing, that's all.
No, you a thief. Be discerning. Have I lost you or not? Are you hearing the message or not today? Be discerning. Oh, here's one. Homosexuality. That's why I said adultery and lying or whatever you want to call it. If you're going to believe the Scriptures, you're going to believe the Scriptures. If you don't want to believe the Scriptures, that's your choice not to believe the Scriptures. But the Scriptures teach that's a sinful lifestyle. I didn't write the Bible. Amen. Say. Does that mean we stand in judgment? That's where Christians are wrong, 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 wrong. We come across so hateful. Yes or no? We do. We come across hateful, especially to people who have a homosexual lifestyle. We come across hateful. That's why it's hard sometimes to know the difference between judging and discernment. Did you hear me? It's tough, ain't it? It's tough, ain't it? It's tough. It's tough. It's hard. It's hard out here in this world to deal with people and to love on people. But to accept people, that's really not our goal. Our goal, we need to accept people and love on people as much as possible, for sure. But our goal is to see them come to Christ. Is that true? Or am I the one smoking something here? Isn't that why I'm here? Wake me up! But as He which has called you is what? So be you what? See, God's called us to be holy. We shouldn't judge people. But that doesn't let us off the hook. God has called us to be holy. And without His Word, and hiding in your heart, knowing His Word, and believing His Word, if you sell out the Word, I'm going to tell you something right now, you ain't going to be holy. The Bible even says that God puts His Word above His name. Have discernment. We're not seeking holiness when we put others down to make ourselves look good. We're never seeking holiness when we judge people like that. We're also not seeking holiness when we deny the truth of God's Word to please who? So we don't what? Let's do a little show of hands. How many have done that? We've sort of sold out the Word of God in situations so we wouldn't rock the boat with friends. Let's put our hands up. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. What I'm trying to tell you today is, here's what I'm trying to tell you. Know what judging is, but be discerning. Be discerning. Don't sell out or cheapen God's Word. Did you hear me? That's the truth. And if the truth is the truth for you, it's the truth, and it's the truth for them too. We're all sinners. We all need the truth. We are seeking holiness. We are seeking holiness when we obey God's Word and desire the truth on the inside of us. And that's the big deal there. That's why we judge so often, because we're trying to get it on them, and it's hard. You know what I mean? We need to get that truth on the inside of us and have the discernment on how to share that truth with them. Capiche? Got to run. Got to keep going. Number three. We're almost done with the message, but I need you to hear this one. This is important. We're talking about discernment. Don't cast your things that are holy to dogs and your pearls before pigs. That's what Jesus said right after judging. Here's number three. I must love people without judging them, right? But, I must be a person of truth and not sell out or cheapen who? Myself or my what? Or my children. See, I'm going to tell you something. It's a trick of the devil. to make you think that you can't have discernment or you can't have truth in your life and some absolutes in your life because it looks like the other people you're judging. But you know what I do? Here's what I do right now. I'm going to put you on notice today. I reserve every right in my life to make good decisions for me. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Pop it up, Raj. Listen. I have value and I matter. Say that with me. I have value and I matter. I matter to God, I matter to others, and I matter to myself. And so you know what? I'm going to have me some discernment. Call me a judge if you want to. Fine with me. But I reserve the right in my life to make choices for myself and for my children. For example, there's certain things I'm not going to do. You go ahead and do what you want to do. I have used my mind and my background and where I come from and the experiences of my life and things that I've seen to know there's certain choices Gary Clark don't need to make. Did you hear me, yes or no? Okay? You have had to do what you want to do. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you want to go do that, don't be calling me to go do it with you because I ain't. Well, you're just judging me. You won't go do it with me. No, I just ain't going. Did you hear me? I'm trying to scoot around the edges. And furthermore, when it comes to raising my kids, my kids ain't going everywhere everybody else goes. You're judging. Why don't you let your kids go? Because I said they ain't going. Did you hear me? Read my lips right that they ain't going. Did you hear that? Not good for my kids. Not putting your kids down. Have at it. You to mama, you to daddy. But I'm going to reserve the right to make choices and have discernments on how to raise my children. Did y'all listen or not? It's called discernment. I know it's a little weird message. Didn't come from anything from me like I'm mad or nothing. No, no, no. Just a lot of thinking went into this. Believe it or not, you might sound like, well, you didn't sound like you thunk much. So, I'm to love people and not judge them, but I'm not to sell out or cheapen the sacrifice of Jesus, right? I'm be discerning on that. If God had one son, then he had one son. Let the old brain kick in. Number two, I'm also not to judge people. I'm to love them, that's for sure. But I'm not to cheapen or sell out his word. Is that correct? Yes or no? Okay, his holy word. And number three, I'm not to judge people. I'm to love them, but I'm not to sell out myself or cheapen me. It ain't happening. Got it? And I'm certainly not going to cast my precious children to dogs or my precious kids before pigs. Did you hear me, yes or no? You think kids are pretty precious? You think they ought to have a guiding hand and a parent that's discerning? You think they ought to be taught right from wrong and what the Scriptures say is good and what's evil? You think that's a good thing to teach your children? See, I do. I call it discernment. Amen. Not shoving it down other people's throat. This is what I have to do. This is me. This is my life. This is my responsibility. And if you want to jump on that wagon, good. And do that for your family because that's the right thing to do. Listen, I matter, you matter, make good choices, make good decisions, be discerning. I will praise you for I am what? Fearfully and wonderfully made and marvelous are your works and that my soul knows right well. We're done, aren't we, Raj? We're almost there. Therefore, I choose to exercise discernment for myself and my family. And I hope you will too. Now here's the kicker, here's the end. I admit sometimes it's hard to know the difference between judging and discernment. It is hard to know the difference between judging and discernment. Say that with me in blue. Jesus knew what? And say that a little louder. I want you to hear yourself. Go ahead. Jesus, it was. Because I kept reading. I'm not going to preach it. I kept reading. What's the next verse after Matthew 5, 6 about the holy to dogs and the pearls to swine? Here's the next several verses. And we use them. I don't think we use them right. We use them as a verses to get stuff. Ask and it shall be given you. It's hard, Jesus. I don't know how. that? Am I judging them or am I being discerning? It's hard to know the difference between the two. They call me a judge, but yeah, I don't want to do the right thing. I don't want to do that. It's hard to know the difference between the two. And so Jesus said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Discernment, wisdom. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be what? Opened. What man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, is he going to give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that what? Ask Him. Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the what? Now, you can say what you want about these Scriptures I just read. We quote them to get stuff. To pray. I just want you to think about it. I want you to think about those verses in the context of judging and discernment. And I'd like for you to leave here today thinking about that. Lord, help me to not be a judge of people, but to be discerning. Did you hear me? Hey, it's a whole lot easier to ask God for a new car than it is to ask Him for that right there. Amen? Okay, so if you got the money in the bank, you already got the answer, right? That ain't how judging and discerning works. You need Him to help you know the difference. Got it today? All right, let's praise the Lord for His Word, even though you've been nodding at me the whole time. You were a hard...